No, we didn't ever depend on the backyard for survival.
Do you know some of the crops that they grow in El Paso?
Well, sure, cotton, mm-hmm. and lettuce up the valley. They have chili and lettuce, and they don't do any truck farming to speak of here in El Paso, not any vegetables. Mm-hmm. But mostly cotton, chilies, lettuce, and let's see what else. Really can't think of anything. Alfalfa, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, animal feed.
Yeah.
There's not any wheat farming or not much corn, anything like that growing.
Yeah, I know they grow some sort of corn product for the cattle, but.
Most corn is for cattle, I guess. There's so many varieties of corn that we only eat one of them,
That's
I think.
That's probably true, yeah.
But,
you don't even have any fruit trees out here?
No, I had a peach tree once in a house where I lived before. Mm-hmm. The biggest mess in the world. You know, the June bugs get to them,
oh,
and they
yeah.
fall, and they get all this mess underneath them, and you can't have to clean it up
what
for you.
What kind of bugs are those June bugs? What do they look like?
Well, these were the ones that get in them are the ones, I call them June bugs, but what really are the June bugs, little brown beetles that give you grub worms in the ground.
Uh-huh.
These were the big, kind of greenish, back,
uh-huh.
green and black deals that buzz more like a bumblebee.
I've heard
something.
People call those June bugs, too. Although,
well,
I grew up saying that the June bug was that little thing that makes grubs in your in your lawn, but then I've had other people tell me those little brown things are the Japanese beetles, but I always called the green ones Japanese beetles.
The large green ones, when I was a kid, the large green ones were June bugs,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what we call the little brown ones, which is the county agent would call it the June beetle and the May beetle.
Uh-huh. Maybe the June beetle, yeah.
And I think June bug is more. When you got in the summer, in June, you turn on the outside light, they're always around there,
yeah.
or down on the
mm-hmm.
ground or
yeah.
something like that. Those are what I call June bugs now. When I was a kid, it was the big thing that had a greenish, you don't see a whole lot of them,
mm-hmm.
but they'll be around peach trees.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I call those June bugs too, but they're, anyway.
They're really pretty when you find them dead.
I can't get rid of them.
Now, the corn that you pick up and eat is called?
Ear.
Okay. And to prepare corn, you have to take off the, what do you take off?
That's a husk.
Mm-hmm. And the white stringy things inside?
Tassel.
Okay. And now, is the tassel just the thing that comes out, or is that, the tassel is all of those things? Is it just generally referred
well, since
to as
I'm
tassel?
Not a farmer.
Well, but I've heard tassel before, and I'm not sure if that
it's
is...
The white, well, you got the ear corn, and you got the green, the kind of a lime green husk that you peel
mm-hmm.
off,
mm-hmm.
and on the end of that is these fine fibers that may be about so long
mm-hmm.
that's, I always call that the tassel.
Okay, well, that's great. Now, a pinto is a type of...
Pinto?
Mm-hmm.
A car or a bean?
Right. Well, we'll talk about the bean. Because the car's not worth talking about.
That's
but
right, Dave.
But now, if somebody said to you that they had beans for dinner, what kind of beans did they have?
Boy, that's a good question. Around this part of the country, they're talking frijoles or
uh-huh.
red kidney beans.
Mm-hmm.
But up in Boston, they're talking about, well, I don't know. I call them Great Northern. What? Baked beans. I don't know
mm-hmm.
what y'all call them. You get Campbell's baked beans and they're...
I know what
they are,
but I'm not sure what kind of bean it is.
Well, my wife, I say they're Great Northerns or Navy beans, and
mm-hmm.
my wife says they're called small white beans, because if you go to the store,
oh,
the package
right.
says little white beans.
Yeah.
And...